The World Cup recently concluded. No, not that World Cup. We are talking about the Parasport Bobsled World Cup. And you can be forgiven for not knowing that athletes with disabilities race bobsleds because it is not part of the Paralympics. At least not yet. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on the international athletes who are trying to get bobsled accepted as a sport in the next Paralympic Games.
Will Castillo works on his bobsled at the top of a mountain in Lake Placid, New York.
We're polishing the runners to make them go faster. Any little bit of friction will slow you down. And when you're trying to race by hundreds of a second, you're trying to go as smooth as possible.
To the rhythm of sandpaper on steel, Castillo is mentally running through the curves of Lake Placid's mile-long bobsled run. It's been a long journey to this mountaintop from his second combat tour in Iraq. He was the only survivor of a bomb attack on his truck in 2007. Castillo lost his left leg, and for a while he lost direction.
I wasn't doing anything with my life, to be honest with you. I was going through the transition problems. I mean, the leg never really affected me, but losing my gunner and driver was really my biggest injury.
Castillo says he dealt with depression and substance abuse. Then, a few years after his injury, he made a connection.
I was getting a surgery at Walter Reed. A friend of mine was telling me about a camp that Kim was having to get veterans on the ice. And I started to come to the camps.
Kim is Kim Severs.
I'm Kim Severs. I'm the chairman of the USA Parasliding Committee.
Severs has worked in adaptive sports for years. She was a guide for a visually impaired skier in the 2010 Paralympics. A few years later, she was applying for a VA grant. She wanted to propose a sport VA wasn't already funding.
I was at the gym, and there was a guy who dropped in. He was a below knee amputee, and he had some military stuff on his prosthesis. So I started talking to him, and he said, yeah, he goes, I just went to this camp in Calgary for bobsled.
Severs lived only a couple hours from Lake Placid at the time, which has one of just three bobsled tracks in North America. At first, the management there was a little nervous about a week-long camp for disabled athletes sliding at 60-plus miles per hour. William Castillo tried skeleton first.
Plenty of blood on the ice, yes.
Skeleton is the one where you go face-first on your belly with a sled the size of a tea tray.
I didn't really smash into the walls, and the worst one, I crashed and the sled was behind me, and then I tried to sit on it and just try to get out of its way. But, we have good medics here, and they always take care of us.
There's no beginner slope in bobsled.
Kim Severs said the Lake Placid managers stuck with it, though.
At the end of the week, he actually walked up to me and he was blown away. And he said, what do I have to do to make Lake Placid the home of Paralympic bobsledding?
Except there still wasn't bobsled allowed in the Paralympics. Apart from safety concerns, to get a new sport approved, there have to be enough athletes competing at a high level around the world.
To be included in the Paralympic Games, you have to have races on three continents. You have to have a World Cup series, and you have to have a World Championship.
And you need the same countries to come back to each qualifying event.
I mean, there are times when we've just almost begged athletes, we're like, you've got to come to this race. We have to have your country.
Some of the newest athletes are on the Spanish team. In the days before the World Cup, they drive up the mountain in a box truck. The plan is for a walkthrough of the Lake Placid course. As she's clinging to a strap in the bed of the truck in her wheelchair, I ask Marisa Ibanez how long she's been bobsledding.
Desde el lunes. Bueno, no, desde el martes.
Desde el martes, bueno.
Since Monday, she says, then corrects herself, no, since Tuesday. She's done other sports, and she confides that she really prefers summer, warm weather sports. And with that, she and her Spanish teammates roll out onto the ice. Guides wearing ice cleats show the athletes down the track. They hold onto the wheelchairs with climbing ropes to keep them from sliding. And they get a tour of Lake Placid's highly technical curves and straightaways.
So here, if you go up to curve three, it's going to get faster and higher.
Even at 0 miles an hour, this is terrifying. Steep and winding, with paint marks on the ceiling from where the sleds hit. On the ceiling at 60 miles an hour. Will Castillo says this is a mental sport.
You're 20 feet up on the wall, and you're sideways, and as you're coming down to the curb, everything is just closing in around you. And you got to stay on that curb as long as you can, because if you come off too soon, that pressure is going to pick you up and flip you. So you really have to be patient as you see your whole world caving in around you. You're like, okay, I know this sled's going to come through.
Ready?
Let's go, Will.
Let's go, Will.
And that's just what Castillo does in his practice runs before the Cup, completing the mile-long course in just over a minute. So the mental and physical challenge, the logistical and bureaucratic challenge to setting up the games, what else could get in the way? That would be geopolitics.
No, didn't see that one coming.
Kim Severs says this whole World Cup was supposed to be happening at Whistler in Canada. Then just days before her flight...
I think I was sitting in my living room watching a football game, and my WhatsApp dinged, and I looked at it, said Whistler's canceled.
Over the summer, the International Bobsled Skeleton Federation had appointed a Russian official to the Parasports Committee. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made it a pariah, and the rest of the committee protested. By October, they had all resigned, and suddenly Canada couldn't host the World Cup.
So I went on a massive recruiting effort to get enough volunteers here to help with sled moving and figuring out all the pieces and the parts and how and if we could get them together to hold a safe race.
They needed a World Cup in North America to keep alive their application to be a Paralympic sport. By good luck, Severs had already scheduled a race at Lake Placid, so the athletes, some were already in Canada, made their way here, and they pulled it off.
You know, after Whistler was canceled, they could have all packed up and gone home, but they didn't. They came here to participate and keep the dream alive.
That dream of bobsled into the Paralympics, Severs doesn't think it'll happen until maybe the 2030 Olympics. She's grateful that these athletes are doing this, even though they may not make those games. Will Castillo says other disabled athletes will get there if he doesn't.
I'm just a kid from Queens. I joined right after 9/11. I never thought that God would bring me here. So to be able to represent my country once again on the biggest stage, that to me would be everything in the world. Games are not games. It's just to represent my country again and to go out there and be disciplined at something and achieve my own goals.
Castillo took gold in his first race in the Parabobsled World Cup and silver in the second. He's currently ranked first in the world. Not bad for a kid from Queens. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Lake Placid, New York.